This is Twit.
The death of Windows 7. Really?
Finally?
Really? Is that? I looked at the show notes. I thought, oh wait a minute, I have the wrong one. I must have gone back to 2010. When did Windows 7 launch?
July 2009.
Wow.
10 years ago.
Oh, and so that's
and
meaningful.
So, yep.
This is the, what do they call this? The fixed term license or fixed term support or something like that. There's a kind of a new term for it because this isn't how they license things or support things anymore, right? Because of Windows 10 and all the modern products.
You can help me if you would.
Okay.
We'll see.
Because this comes up on the radio show all the time. Is my Windows version out of, you know, end of life? Mm-hmm. And the problem is, there are different ends of life depending on what you mean.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you explain to me what stage of life, what stage of hospice care Windows 7 is in, and what does it mean for end users? Like, business users are one thing, and normal people are another, right?
Yeah. Yep. Well, yeah. Right now, they're in something called extended support. So that's the last 5 years of support of a product.
Okay.
And what it means is they'll keep giving you security fixes. And there's some online help content, I believe, still available for the product. But that's it. Like, they're not introducing new features.
They're not working on it.
No.
Only to keep it secure, but not.
I mean, the irony for Windows 7, it's not, or the hypocrisy or whatever, is that the first 5 years, mainstream support was the time frame during which they could add new features to the operating system.
And they did anyway.
They never did that. So there was a service pack, right?
Service pack one.
Ostensibly. Yeah. So a single service pack. The last Windows service pack, wasn't it?
Yep,
I think it was. And service packs were typically about being what we now call cumulative updates. It was a way to get everything up to date in one install. But they also could add features, and they did oftentimes. I don't remember them adding any features to Service Pack 1 in Windows 7, but that might just be my memory. And then there were later cumulative updates for making the update process easier.
Yeah.
Okay, this is now no longer clear. So,
what does it mean to people?
I thought I was understanding it, and then I didn't.
No.
By the way, is this consistent? Like, this is always, 5 years and then this, and then 10 years and then this.
This is the old way of doing it. So, if from Windows 7 back, this is how they supported Windows, I would say, through the time that NT became Windows, right? Okay. I think I don't know that it started with Windows 2000.
So for the first 5 years of the new version of Windows, you get updates.
Potentially get feature
updates as well as security updates. For the next 5 years, year 5 through 10, no more feature updates, but you get security updates.
Right.
Yeah, every month you go to Windows Update, you could have whatever the
Patch
monthly
Tuesday
cumulative
happens.
Update is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then after
it's supported.
It's supported.
Point, right?
Okay. That's part of my confusion is the terms that they use. Not sure what they mean. So
the only date you really need to know is when does extended support end?
So extended support is the one that gives you patches.
Security updates. Right.
So it ended on XP. We said everybody should stop using XP because any security flaws that come along,
they're not
going to
fix. Just ask the UK medical system. Everything was fine.
Yeah. Okay. So we're approaching. When is the end of that? When do we stop getting security updates for Windows 7?
January 14th, 2020.
Okay.
That's the first Patch Tuesday of January and the last time that they're going to issue for everyone free security updates to Windows 7.
After that, Windows 7 will be like XP and orphan.
Right. Unless you're a business and you are willing to pay for Microsoft to keep supporting it for you and giving you security updates.
Okay.